Hey there. All comfy? Yeah? Feeling all nice and secure in those restraints? Yeah? Did I make them tight enough? Do your arms and legs feel all stretched out? They do? Do you feel it in your hips and shoulders? Do all those joints and tendons feel like they'd just scream if I tightened those restraints just the slightest bit more? Yeah? Good. Will you just lie there while I get myself ready for bed? As if you had any other choice. So, do you like what I've been wearing underneath this boring old outfit all day? You do? I thought you might. I sure had fun wearing these all day. To all the world, just another Sunday shopper, buying groceries in a plain old t-shirt and jeans. But underneath, feeling this thong riding up my ass, feeling this bra lifting these tits right up in all their glory. Fuck, I was an absolute puddle by the time I got in line for checkout, just thinking of that exact look on your face once I finally revealed myself to you. You know, it actually might have made a masochist out of me. Because these wires in my bra, cutting into my sides all day, they were easy to ignore at first. But, well, after a few hours, they did start to hurt a smidge. And these last few hours, let me tell you, they started to hurt a lot. But this pain... this pain has been a delicious reminder all day long of what I've been planning for you tonight. Because you know what today is. It's your release day. That's right. It's the day I promised that I'd finally take that cage off you and play with your cock. That I'd finally play with your cock until you come. That I'd finally play with it until you come buckets. Which shouldn't be too hard. Not after your longest lockup ever. Or at least your longest one so far. Are you ready for that? Yeah, you are? I have the key right here. Should I use it? Well, should I? Should I finally slip it into this itty-bitty padlock? Like this? Should I finally twist it so it makes that teeny-weeny snick that you've been dying to hear for a whole month now? Yeah? I should? Okay. Here you go. Ooh, and now? Should I pull this lock out of here so I can finally pull this cage off your poor little cock? Yeah? I should? Okay, but before I do, I've been thinking. I know that despite all the teasing and the torment, or really because of all the teasing and torment, you've been really, really, really enjoying these spells in chastity. And in a kind of fucked up way, the longer they've lasted, the more you've enjoyed them, relishing all the extra attention that comes with being locked up. Reveling all the more in the sweet relief of that first blissful, amazing orgasm you get to blow once I finally unlock you. Just like I'm sure you're going to love blasting this load that's been building up for weeks now. And oh so soon, in just a few minutes, after I give this cage just a little more attention like this. Licking up. And down your whole cage. Sometimes being careful to only touch the bars with the very tip of my tongue. And then on other passes up and down, making a point to run my tongue right between them. On these little strips of sensitive skin, swelling up right between these bars, so eager to feel any sensation. All before I take the whole thing in my mouth. Just like this. So all those strips can feel all the sensation all at once. But I digress. Like I said, I've been thinking. Don't get me wrong, I've loved making you my chastity slave. Like, way more than I thought I would when you first asked me to try this out with you. It's been so much fun making you run around and do every little thing for me. Sometimes something useful and practical, like an everyday chore, like say doing the laundry or dusting the house. Sometimes something sweet for me that really any man should do for his lady, like drawing her a bath or giving her a nice, long, thorough massage. And sometimes something just fucking weird and absurd and maybe a little humiliating. Like last week when I told you to get on your knees and hold my dildo down on the couch and suck it like it was a real live cock while I watched and got myself off right there beside you. But the thing of it is, I like cock. Like, I love cock. Playing with it, sucking it, fucking it, making it nice and hard and leaky until it's absolutely oozing. Like it's going to have nothing left to blow when I finally work it up and over the edge. So locking you up like this for longer and longer each time, well, it's kind of killing me. But, well, I don't want to ruin this for you. I know that twisted little masochist inside of you just loves being denied. I know that it feels absolutely amazing when you finally get to come after weeks and weeks of being teased. So, you know, I've been at a bit of a loss as to how to make this work for both of us. But, good news, I think I've finally landed on an idea that'll make us both happy. So let me take this cage off of you. There we go. I leave the ring on for now. I don't think you're going to be up to fucking me tonight, so that little bar poking out won't be any trouble. Oh, you think you'll be up for it, huh? Well, you haven't heard my idea yet. Just hold on a sec, though. I'll tell you in a moment. Just a teensy, eensy moment. First, though, let me coax this guy to life. Maybe just a little bit more spit there. There we go. Hi there, little fella. I remember you. Ooh, and look at you growing all nice big and thick again. Okay, as for you, mister... Just give me a sec here to readjust and lie down next to you. There we go. Oh, don't worry. Now that I have this bad boy in hand, I'm sure as fuck not letting go. Not yet, anyway. You see, like I said, I really love cock. Not that I don't appreciate some good old-fashioned pussy worship. Not that I don't thoroughly enjoy making some of our sexy times all about some good old-fashioned pussy worship. But even so, well, I think I have a very giving nature at heart. Sometimes I just want to worship your cock back. Sometimes I really, really, really want to show off all my skills. I mean, I did put a lot of work into honing them over the years. You know, I had a friend in college who would let me suck him off whenever and kind of coach me along throughout. No? Oh, well, you'll definitely be hearing more about him. But suffice to say, he showed me all the ways he liked it. Slow and seductive, where it was kind of like my power play over him, even though I was the one on my knees. Or fast and sloppy, like I was on the brink of starvation, and the only thing that could save me was a bellyful of fresh, warm cum. Or sometimes even like I didn't have a choice, Like, my mouth was just a hole for him to fuck as rough and mean as he wanted to. Like, I was nothing but a hole to face fuck whenever the fuck he pleased. Ooh, just look at you. Oh, you hear that? That isn't my spit making those sounds anymore. That's you leaking all over the place. All over your dick. You're so wet. That gives me hope, because what I'm thinking is, I need cock in my life, and so I'm gonna unlock you more often than I have been. I'm sorry if that makes me less of a key holder, but, well, hear me out. I'm going to unlock you more often, at least once a week, so I can beat you off just like this. Or maybe not just like this. What? Well, I mean, my buddy in college also spent a lot of time showing me all the different ways you can jerk a guy off. Sometimes going really fast and furious like this. Like I was taunting him with the quickest handjob ever, because there was no fucking way that he wasn't going to come in a heartbeat when I was bidding him off this hard and quick. Or just the opposite. Like, just kind of holding him and squeezing him and all the while using my thumb to tease right under his head, right under his glands. Just my thumb, mind you. Nothing else. Especially over this one little spot right here. That's just so much more sensitive than anywhere else. Where, with enough patience and with enough determination, I could make him come with so little effort that I probably wouldn't burn more than a calorie or two in the end. Well, you know, there was always the sampler. With long, slow strokes up and down his whole shaft. Mm-hmm. Just like this. And those quick little pumps right over his head. Like so. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. And there were the other long strokes, but more twisty, more turny, more of a corkscrewing action, or cockscrewing action. See what I mean? Yeah, you do. And there were even more styles he taught me, but, well, I need two hands for those. You get my drift, though. Anyway, like I said, all that hard work that I put in with him day after day, night after night, well, it almost seems wasted now. So, I'm sorry. I do need to unlock this guy more often so I can play with him and, you know, stay in practice. But to make it fun for you, well, what I was thinking is, whenever I do, I'm gonna talk about cucking you. I'll just look at you squirm. I thought you might squirm when I said that. You see, I double-checked our list of approved kinks and our absolute no's and whatnot. You know, the one we drew up when we first started this little experiment with me doming you in chastity. The kinks that we were each totally excited to explore. The ones that we were, well, you know, just curious about. Like, we give them a try and see how it goes, and then make a final call later. And then there were the ones that were our hard, hard limits. Like, don't even try it. Don't even bother mentioning it. Abandon all hope that that will ever be a thing between us. And nowhere, nowhere on that list, was making a cuckold out of you ever once mentioned. I don't know if that's because it's, like, something you don't even know is a thing, or if you just assumed without thinking that it couldn't possibly be something that I'd ever be into. But, well, it's not on any list, and that means it's certainly not on the no-no list. So guess what? Every time I take you out of this cage now, I'm gonna nuzzle real close to your ear like this, and talk about fucking other men while I keep you all locked up for me. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because that's the only way I can see us moving forward with these longer and longer stints of you in chastity. Don't worry. I only mean talking about it, not really doing it. At least, for now. You really are such a sweetie. Like, I'm pretty sure the reason why me cucking you isn't anywhere on that list is the same reason that, well, having a threesome with another girl isn't anywhere on that list either. I mean, admit it. Deep down, you'd love to come home one day to me and some other girl all dressed up in sexy lingerie, all ready and eager to put on a show for you before we make you the main attraction. But you didn't add that to your list of things that you'd fucking love to try for real, now did you? No, because sweet little you can't even dream that this is anything other than a serious, committed, 100% monogamous relationship. And that's what's gonna make this so fun. The fact that you probably never dreamed that one day I'd be lying here, stroking you off, and telling you all about how I would fucking love to have you tied down like this, on your back and all spread-eagled. Maybe with your cage on, maybe with your cage off. But either way, with your poor little cock ignored and denied, while I kneel on all fours right on top of you, and take a cock from behind, or take a cock in my mouth with his balls dangling right over your lips. Or maybe roast, or maybe both, with me spit-roasted by two men you've never seen before, but will probably see so many times in the future. All while I jerk you off.
Oh no. Not while I'm fucking them, honey, just now, while I'm talking about it and, you know, taunting you with that image. And that's just if you want a hand job. If you want to feel the absolute glory that is my mouth all over your cock and balls again, and I mean
ever again,
well, in between all those licks, in between all those long, slow, powerful sucks, in between each and every burst of me deep-throating this fucking gorgeous cock in my hand right now, well, you're gonna have to hear a whole lot of talk of you lending a helping hand. That's right. I know you. You'd love to watch me with a girl, kissing each other, feeling each other up, finger-fucking each other's pussies until we're absolutely begging to be fucked by this big, manly cock right here. Well, I'd love to see the same. I love me some really good bi action. And I mean, any by action. So if you want me to suck you off, if you ever want to come down my throat again, you'll have to imagine yourself doing the same. That's right. If I was ever gonna cuck you, and I mean cuck you the way I really want to cuck you, well, you'd be up for grabs as much as me. Aww. You can wince and hide your face as much as you want, but I feel your cock in my hand. I feel your body bucking under my leg. I feel you squirming. I feel you fighting back that orgasm you've been dreaming about for so, so long. You're going to come. All this talk is going to drive you right over the edge. But I haven't even told you the best part yet. If you ever want to fuck me again, if you ever want to feel my pussy wrapped around this cock, whether it's me riding you like a dom or you fucking me like I'm your nasty little whore, you're gonna have to agree to it. That's right. You're gonna have to give me permission to make all this talk real.
To find a guy or two who will fuck both of us right here in our bed.
Not forever and ever, mind you. Just one single time. I mean, unless you end up really liking it. But yeah, if you agree to that, to being my cuck, my fluffer, for one quick night, well then yeah, I'll fuck you. Or you can fuck me however you want. You'll finally get to feel this pussy again.
you'll finally get to feel what it's like for me to sink these hips over your own and work them back and forth, up and down, faster and faster, harder and harder, with this cock right here impaling me. You'll finally get to stand up, or kneel behind me, or whatever it is you want to do, and just grab me by my fucking hair and yank me back while you pound and pound and pound me. Hell, if you agree to this, you can fuck me in the ass if you want to. I promise I'll keep that nice and untouched, just for you. It'll be my one rule with any other guy. You can ruin my pussy. You can break my mouth. You can drench every inch of me in cum. But I'm saving my ass for my little cuck here for being such a good little cuck. Oh, go ahead. Pretend this isn't driving you insane with lust. Pretend this cock in my hand isn't about to explode any fucking second. Pretend this isn't the perfect way to make us both happy. Because it might all be talk, you know? After all, if I get to unlock you and stroke you and blow you and maybe even fuck you, well, I'll be happy. I'll get to play with the big fat cock again. And you? You'll still feel all comfy and subby and kind of, well, honestly, just a little bit pathetic, which is how you like to feel. But you, if you ever do break, if you ever do beg me to cuck you, you have to mean it. You have to accept that I might take that as your honest permission to bring another guy home. Or fuck that, a whole lot of other guys home, to fuck me right here in our bed right in front of you, for real. You have to be willing to live with what that means. That you're so desperate to be locked up in chastity for longer and longer spells, you're giving me full permission to find my cock fix somewhere else. All while I keep you locked up for longer and longer and even longer spells at a time. And that you will be a participant whenever I want you to participate. You will hold a man's cock up so I can sink my pussy right on top of it. You will pull him out so you can lick and suck all of my juices off that cock, if that's what I want to see. You will stand in for me any time a bull drops by when I just happen to have a headache or a tummy ache or any other little thing that takes me out of the mood. Got it? Yeah? Do you? You want to pretend some more that this isn't turning you right the fuck on? Because I feel you ready to come. I feel you holding back. Look at me. That's right. Watch me get up. Watch me straddle these thighs. Watch me aim this cock right at you. You might as well get used to it now. A cock aimed right at your face and blowing its load all over you. Come on, sweetie. Open that mouth. That's it. Good boy. Now listen. If all this is upsetting you, you just have to say so and I'll stop. I mean, I'll do it again to you a week later. But as long as I get my cock fix, as long as I get to stroke this bad boy off and maybe suck on it, or maybe even fuck it, I'll be happy. But if you really don't like all this cuck talk, I'll stop and I'll lock you back up. Or, you know, I'll wait for you to go limp so I can fit this flaccid little thing back into its cage. And you won't ever have to come at the thought of me fucking other men. But I don't hear you saying that. I don't hear you saying, please stop, or miss no. And honestly, I don't really think it's going to take more than a few more quick pumps to make you fucking blow. Oh, good boy. Oh my god, this is so perfect. Just look at you squirt. You almost seem sad to have had a chance to come after a whole month. And me? I got to play with this cock for a good long while now, didn't I? Oh, this plan is absolutely perfect. Okay then.
Well, now that you've spent your load, I guess it's time for bed now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So here, let me just pull the sheets up and over you and tuck my sweetie in.
Oh, don't worry about all that cum on your tummy and chest. You can stew in it tonight, just as you are, and then wash the sheets tomorrow.
As for me, well, I'm just gonna find a toy here, and yay! Here we go! I'm just gonna go take this wand and grab my laptop, and well, spend a little time on the couch out there watching a whole lot of bye boy threesome action until I'm good and ready to come. And then I'll come back and turn in. But you? You just enjoy the afterglow. It's gonna be so much fun to see how malleable you are. I'll tell you this, though. I might only be fucking with you. It might only be talk to work you up. But if it's not, if I mean what I say, oh, I promise you, if I ever do make you go through with any of that, there will definitely come a day when you come home and find me with hot and sexy girl, both of us in top shelf, expensive lingerie that you can absolutely fucking wreck. Well, you fuck us like all our lives depend on it. Okay? Anyway, I'll be back in a little bit. You just enjoy yourself. This audio was recorded and produced by me, Rory Stillshine. Thank you to Script Dr. Nick on Reddit for this awesome script. If you like my work, please follow me on Twitter @RoryStillshine, on Reddit @RoryStillshine, or support me on Patreon @RoryStillshine, where you can gain access to exclusive audios and behind-the-scenes content. If you would like to send me a tip, please use the Ko-fi link in my Reddit bio. If you would like a custom audio commission, please go to my profile and check out the pinned posts, where you will find commission information. I also provide script writing services, so don't be shy if you have an idea. I welcome the opportunity to make a custom audio just for you. This audio is the property of the artist known as Rory Stillshine. You are hereby not authorized to repost this audio or use it for anything other than recreational use. Thank you!